This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're back home in the U.S., those three Americans just freed in a landmark prisoner exchange with Russia. The AP's Donna Warder.
Journalist Evan Gershkovich, corporate security executive Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kermisheva, a journalist with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland shortly before midnight Thursday. As they stepped off the plane, they were greeted on the tarmac with hugs from President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and then their family members. Biden says the U.S. has been working on the Americans' release for a while.
Feels wonderful. Long time to come. She was absolutely convinced we could get it done. And then what I said. Alliances make a difference.
The three were swapped in a multinational deal that set 24 people free. It's the biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Donna Warder, Washington.
The three Americans flew from Maryland to Texas early this morning, landing at Joint Base San Antonio, where they'll have medical evaluations. President Biden is worrying aloud about that violence in the Middle East, saying he's very concerned that things could get worse. He says he spoke very directly with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday. Venezuela's President Maduro says the U.S. should, quote, keep its nose out of Venezuela. The AP's Norman Hall with what this is all about.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. I'm Norman Hall.
Dangerous heat across much of this country, says the Weather Service. This is AP News. Now to those controversial anti-camping laws. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest.
A challenge is filed in Washington state against a ban on sleeping outdoors, a ban upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. The American Civil Liberties Union has announced it's suing the city of Spokane, Washington, alleging that anti-homeless legislation violates the state's constitution. It's believed to be the first challenge filed since the U.S. Supreme Court in June ruled cities can block homeless people from camping on public property. The ACLU says making camping or even lying down in public places a misdemeanor crime, punishable with a possible $1,000 in fines and 90 days in jail, amounts to unconstitutional, cruel punishment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.